Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Tanner and Amy Martinesco, and they have the company Trinity Raw. Well, first of all, let's talk about what is the product you make. How do you describe it?
It's a raw chocolate truffle. We hope to have more products in the future, but right now we're just focusing on our chocolate because that's our true love.
How did this come about that you started making truffles?
Well, that's actually a love story in itself. Let me start with before Tanner and I met, because it was then that we found our inspiration for it. We had embarked upon a 100% raw food diet, and on this journey, we became very aware of the nutritional value of everything we ate to ensure a balanced diet. And raw cacao was popping up everywhere and got our full attention. It was easy to become enamored. It is a superfood because it is nutritionally dense and pharmacologically complex and has a very interesting and rich history. But for now, let me fast forward to our first date. Tanner and I hit it off. Food quickly became the center of our conversation, and we realized that cacao excited us both very much. And so Tanner gives me some raw chocolate truffles that he made. Okay, so I pop one of these into my mouth and time slowed down. All I could think.
It's like a religious experience.
Oh, it was truly. And this chocolate, it melted in my mouth and it was chewy and had delicious flavors of caramel, toffee and malt, touch of raspberry here, a little coffee there. Just went on and kept revealing layer upon layer of deliciousness. And then time sped up and I immediately began to think about marriage.
Well, I can see why. I had the same experience my very first time of trying one of your truffles.
As you wanted to marry me.
Well, I did. Anybody who makes you truffles, yeah. Well, I was walking through the co-op and I was on a mission to get something and get out of the store, and you had the jar out and you were offering tastings, and I put one in my mouth and it was kind of an oblong shape. And I thought for sure there was going to be a nut in the middle of it. And then I bit through it and it just exploded, just like you said, in my mouth with all this soft deliciousness that just kind of melted away. So I was really surprised by kind of the texture and the flavor of it. It was really, really delicious.
It surprises a lot of people.
It does.
So you guys decided then that you would like to turn this into a business.
Yeah, well, chocolate helped bring us together for sure. And we made so much of it for ourselves and gave it out to friends and family, and they really pushed us to get it out into the marketplace. And we decided to make a go of it. Tanner created a label. We jarred it up. I went to local farmers markets and sold in local stores, and it was definitely a hit.
Yeah, I think you know right away when people get to taste it. I mean, I think you can walk by a stand pretty easily if you're not, you know, engaged with it. But then once you taste it, you're stuck.
Once we first put the jars on the shelves, they just weren't really selling very well.
Yeah.
And once we started handing out samples, then they just started flying off the shelves.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And it's important to eat everything raw, but especially with chocolate, it has so many vitamins and minerals, but it also has all these different mood elevators. And when you eat in its raw state, you really get the full force of those mood elevators. There's a bliss chemical, a love chemical. There's endorphins that are released. There's tryptophan, high sources of magnesium, which produce all kinds of extra serotonin in your brain. And you just get all these positive elements out of it that you can lose when you heat it up too much.
Now, you guys, you have a label, and on the label it says made with love in a home kitchen. And I just want to talk about that a little bit, because you were very timely with your decision to do this, because we do now have the cottage food law that allows you to make some things for sale that are made in your home kitchen. How has that process been?
Oh, it's been great. It's a relatively new law. It's only been out for about 3 years, just came out right before we started. And so it's super convenient. We just had a new baby, and we love being home as much as possible with the baby, and it's really convenient to be able to just make it right there in our home. We had to, of course, get our home inspected, and we're pretty clean people anyway, so we keep our kitchen pretty neat and tidy, and just being able to do it there at home, it's really, really great.
It's very convenient.
Is there anything you think would be surprising to people about when you're manufacturing food in your home kitchen, kind of rules that you have to follow that people might not be aware of?
No, it's pretty basic. Like, you don't want to put babies on the counter. And really, one of the main things they're concerned about is keeping pets out of the kitchen. And that's convenient. We don't have any. So, hair and, any kind of nastiness or anything like that, you don't want to get in the product. And really, it's surprisingly easy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great. So is this a process that you might encourage other people to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're hoping to eventually go commercial, but to rent a commercial kitchen or build one, it's pretty price prohibitive. We'd have to be charging so much more for our product. And we're already using really, really top-notch ingredients. And so the ingredients are pretty pricey. And then if you add a commercial kitchen on top of that, then the price goes up pretty high.
I'm really surprised by the relatively few ingredients you have in your product. Mm-hmm. It's not a super long list. What is it, like five?
It's five, but two of them are chocolate. chocolate powder and chocolate butter, fat from the chocolate, sweetened with agave. And then we just add a little extra flavor with the salt. The salt kind of helps to bring out the flavor. And then some vanilla. And the vanilla is, of course, the mythological lover of chocolate. So they pair really well. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the texture of the salt in there, too. It's not just the flavor of the salt, but you get that little grit between your teeth.
We've worked on getting the size just right. We've gone through a bunch of different grinds and trying to use our own grinder. And then eventually we found just the right dimensions for the salt. And it's the Himalayan salt. So it has that extra flavor of its own. It's not just that table salt that most people use.
So. I think anybody who has looked into salts, I mean, there are just so many different flavors of salt, and the texture is so different.
Yep.
And I mean, people do tastings of salt because it's so different.
Yeah, for sure. And then when you mix the salt in before we temper it, we do our own little version of tempering, but then that changes the actual structure, the crystalline structure of the salt. And so if you eat the salt beforehand, it's kind of hard on your teeth because it's a little bit too big. But after the tempering process, it just kind of softens up and becomes a softer crystal, basically.
Adds a nice crunch.
Yeah.
It does. It does. And it kind of another burst of different flavor through your mouth. Now, agave. Now, what is the reason for using agave as your sweetener?
Well, it just pairs really well with chocolate. We use different sweeteners in our day-to-day life, but chocolate and agave just really pair so magnificently.
Is it because it's not very flavorful? It's like it, so it accepts that chocolate flavor?
Definitely, yeah. It has a lot of sweetness in it on itself, so we don't have to add a lot of it.
It has a nice caramely flavor to it as well. So that's together with the coffee flavors and the chocolate really make for a good, nice, robust flavor.
Okay. And then I know, like you say, the ingredients that you're using are top notch. So you're going for all organic ingredients as well. And what is the importance of that to you?
Oh, well, we're really focused on our health. And, we both have gone through some different health issues. And when we went raw, pretty much everything disappeared and we were in perfect health. And we're not 100% raw right now. We do our best, but we really try and focus on being as healthy as possible. And, especially with our new baby and mama making chocolate milk for the baby.
And that is, let me clarify that, I eat the chocolate.
And pass it on.
Pass it on.
So, yeah, we just want to, raise our child in the healthiest possible environment and be as healthy as possible for him. And, but not just for ourselves, but, for the environment also. And that's a great thing about chocolate is growing organically. It grows in a rainforest. It's fantastic. You don't even have to actually cut down any trees. It loves shade. And so you can just have fields and fields of cacao growing and not have to have any destruction or harm.
Okay. Fields of cacao. That sounds like a great place. I'd like to be there.
I know. I want to live there.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Tanner and Amy Martinesco from Trinity Raw. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys having us here.
Right.
chips and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.